how important is this last game? Some of it's obvious, but how important are you taking this?
I mean, it's really important. You know, like you said, this is probably one of the most competitive position groups right now, the tight end position. And I think that right now we're doing a really good job at being the tight end at committee. You know, we're all rolling in there. We're all playing together. And we're all helping each other out with weaks and strengths. So I think this is a big game for us. You know, I think majority of us will be playing in this game. We're not going to be taking this game lightly. You know, a lot of times the starters and the vets kind of take this fourth game and they get to relax and the younger guys get a lot more reps. I think you'll see a lot more of us out there, the tight end group, battling it out, just working on our techniques, getting ready for the season, because like you said, we got a real competitive group. We don't really know what's going to happen, how many tight ends we're going to keep. So I mean, everyone is fighting for a job somewhere and somewhere or other on the depth chart, so it's going to be pretty important for us.
This is one of the groups. It's almost like kickers in that, in a way where it's a little fraternity, and yet now it's time to you've got to get yours.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we really see it like that. You know, I think some position groups might, but like you said, it is like a little fraternity. We all are brothers. We all work to help each other. You know, like I said, we all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses, but we all help each other. We try to get each other better. You know, we don't say, oh man, so-and-so has bad footwork. You know, if we can help them, we're going to say, hey, you need to clean that up. You need to do this a little bit better. You need to, you know, work your stick at the top of the route. We're all helping each other out as a tight end group. We're not, there's no bad blood. There's no, I hope he messes up. It's, you know, let the best man get a job. You know, that's what it comes down to.
You feel like it's the entire body of work that since day one of camp and the off season you guys have been judged on, or do you think it gets weighed heavily on this game and in the games in general so far?
No, I personally, I mean, I don't know how it goes, but personally, I think it goes on your whole body of work. I mean, I just think that if you just judge on one game in general, anything can happen. You know, there's people can show up for one game, you know, one hit wonders. So I'm not saying that's in a tight end room, but I'm just saying I think when they look at it, it's everything you've done. If you're consistent and you're doing your job day after day after day after day, you know, and I think that's what it comes down to. And you got to be able to perform, because, I mean, practice and playing is two different things. You know, there's guys who can go in the meeting room and be lights out and go into practice and be lights out, but they get into the games and they get a little, you know, the Friday night lights, they get that little, you know, gut. But you got to be able to perform on game day, and that's a big part of it. But I think what it really comes down to is being consistent every day.